This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday. The Z Morning Zoo.
Hi, I have a little problem.
Let's be at your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Laura.
Hey, Laura. Shaggy says I need to ask you where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Brockton, which is a town about 20 miles outside of Boston.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, what are you doing way up there?
I work up here now, but I used to live in Virginia. I used to listen to you guys every morning. I actually won tickets to see Chris Brown from you guys a long time ago.
That's cool. He's actually coming back for Pharrell's Festival. You should come back and visit.
Oh, I wish I could, believe me.
So now what can we do for you up there in the Boston area on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I have a boyfriend named Cameron who lives in Virginia Beach, and we've been doing a long distance thing since last summer.
Oh, boy. Not easy to do.
No, not easy to do. So when we first started all this, and I told him I was leaving, he was devastated.
Okay.
Then we decided to try the long distance thing. We was doing a FaceTime every night, and eventually it sort of settled down. But the thing that really got my attention was when I had to cancel a visit recently, I had to postpone. And he was like, it's okay, no big deal. Maybe we could try again next month or something.
Okay, so basically he went from devastated to just like meh about missing you.
Yes, but that's not why I'm calling.
Okay, so why are you calling?
So last weekend I did come down to visit. I stayed at his place and I was getting ready for bed. I was in the bathroom and I went to go throw something away, and I noticed in his trash can there was an empty thing of icebreakers. Do you know the icebreakers, the little mint candy thing?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Okay, so I noticed the empty thing of icebreakers, and the reason I stopped to think about it was because I specifically remember one time, a long time ago, when we started dating, I was eating one, and I offered him one, and he was like, gross, those things are disgusting. So for some reason, that stuck in my head, and I was looking at the empty wrapper, and I was thinking.
And you were thinking, why does a guy who hates icebreakers have an empty wrapper in his bathroom garbage can?
Yes.
So did you ask him? Did you go like, so I see you came around to the whole icebreakers thing?
No, I waited until the next morning when we were in the bathroom brushing our teeth, and I went over to his garbage, and I picked it up. And I was like, do you have any more icebreakers on you?
And what did he say?
He was like, oh, no, those are, oh, I don't even remember how those got there.
He doesn't know how icebreakers got into his bathroom garbage? That's not a very convincing answer.
Right. That's how I feel. And the look on his face when he said it, I was like, it was like I found a bloody fingerprint on a murder scene or something.
So he looks surprised, nervous, guilty?
All of the above. He
oh, wow. Okay. You should have kept that wrapper and had it, like, dusted for prints or something.
Yeah, I should have. There's probably DNA all over that.
Yeah, probably is. Okay, so you would like to know whose icebreakers those really were, and is there somebody else spending time in your boyfriend's bathroom?
His bedroom bathroom.
Icebreakers are the kind of thing like a girl would pop in her mouth the morning after spending the night somewhere when she didn't bring a toothbrush and her breath stinks. I mean, I'm not saying that's what happened, but if I had to play detective, that would be my guess.
Okay, so stand by a minute, and then we're going to get Cameron's number from you, and then we'll call him when we come back, and we'll see if we can find out just whose ice has been breaking in your boyfriend's bedroom's bathroom. Try saying that 5 times real quick.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Cameron, please?
Yeah, this is Cam.
Hey, Cam, this is the Scotty of the Buzz Morning Show from 98.6, your morning place to rock. How are you this morning, my man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We are awesome, as usual. So, listen, my friend, we're in the middle of a contest right now, and the contest is called...
Five Sexy Questions!
Pay attention, because if you win this contest, we have a gigantic prize pack for you, and the person who will be playing along as your partner. Speaking of which, let me bring in my co-host, Jenny Juggs, who's going to explain the rules, Jenny.
Okay, Cameron, so we have a girl on the other line who you are currently in a sexual relationship with, and all you have to do is guess who she is by asking yes or no questions. But here's the catch. You can only ask 5 questions. After question 5, you gotta tell us who it is.
And if you do, the both of you are going to win a fantastic vacation, Buzz.
That's right, Scotty. They'll win an amazing weekend for 2 at Paradise Island. We'll take care of your flight, hotel, and transportation. All you have to do is enjoy 3 days and take 2 nights sitting by the pool relaxing on the beach at the amazing Paradise Island Resort. Scotty?
Okay, so Cam, do you think you're up for this?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, so what is going to be your first question? And remember, they all have to be yes or no questions.
Yeah, okay. Does she currently live in the same, or does she currently live in a different state than me?
Jenny?
She said no.
Okay, so that's a no. Next question.
Huh. Okay. Did we meet through work?
Did we meet through work, Jenny?
She said yes.
Ah, she said yes. Okay, 3 more questions.
Did she just go through a breakup?
She said yes.
Okay, I know who it is.
You know who it is. You don't need the remaining questions then.
No, yeah, I'm going to say it's Brittany.
Okay. Now, who is Brittany? Tell me everything.
She's a friend who just got dumped by her ex-boyfriend, and we've been hanging out a lot.
Okay, and you're helping her get over the ex-guy by being the next guy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that.
Okay, now when was the last time you slept together? I want to see if your answers match up.
I mean, I'm not certain, but like 2 weeks ago, maybe?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Now, before we reveal if you're right, we have to take a quick time out for a special guest joining us all the way from Massachusetts this morning. Please welcome Cameron's actual girlfriend, Laura.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so I guess I know why you weren't upset last time I couldn't come down to visit. I guess somebody else been filling in for me?
Oh, snap! Whoa.
Actually, it sounds like this? Cameron's been the one who's been doing the filling in.
Wait, what the f*** is going on right now, guys?
Cam, this is actually the Z Morning Zoo on Z104. Right now, you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Your girlfriend, Laura's been listening this entire time. So I would say right about now, you should probably start explaining things, like Brittany, for example.
Yeah, you want to explain that, please?
Do I want to explain what?
How you been going around with some b*** from your work. While I've been up here trying to make enough money to come back and visit your ass, you want to explain that?
No, not on the radio. Not really.
So you want to gonna leave it like that? You don't feel like you have to explain anything to me?
I don't know. What do you want me to say? I'm sorry. I didn't want to do this here.
You sorry? You know what? Forget it. Don't explain anything. I don't want to hear it anyways. But you could do me a favor. The next time you have a girlfriend that you're trying to cheat on, make sure you take out the f***ing trash in your bathroom first so she don't have to see somebody else's f***ing icebreaker sitting in there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.